The Forestry Service says the dry period has gotten more extreme over the past weeks. And outgoing Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence, says the department continues to receive reports of bushfires across the country, which he asserts have many negative impacts on the environment. He says, additionally, a lot of resources must be utilized to address these fires, which can also have significant health impacts while destroying properties at the same time.
Well, we know we're now in the dry season, and the dry period has actually picked up over these last couple of weeks. And once the vegetation gets dry, we start seeing bushfires, and there were a serious bushfire in the South Leeward area around Camden Park, Kittles area, where we had a serious bushfire. These fires bring a lot of stress on the resources, particularly fire service have to go out and out these fires. Also, the fires are a problem and a concern in terms of persons, property and lives, in terms of the smoke can be dangerous for persons, particularly those persons with respiratory ailments. Also, these fires can damage or threaten private property. I know of homes that have been seriously threatened when these bushfires get loose and can be a concern.
Providence says bushfires destroy the biodiversity in any area where they occur. He says when the rainy season begins after the dry season, the soil becomes significantly loose, resulting in major landslides.
Also, the bushfires destroy the biodiversity in the area and also can affect the soil. So we know that after the dry season comes the rains, and when the rains come and the natural holding ability of that topsoil is destroyed by fires, then you have landslides and rock slides that can endanger lives and people's homes also. And we've had in the past where rocks have rolled down into the road and damaged property in that same area between Camden Park and Kittles. And also the fires destroy the microorganisms in the soil that help to keep the soil fertile and productive to support plants that we grow, and also in terms of persons who graze animals. It is important that we not start these bushfires that can be a danger and a stress on the environment and affect persons' lives and livelihood.
Providence notes that many of these fires are as a result of carelessness, and he is appealing to the public to play a greater role in protecting the environment.
Usually a lot of these fires are started by careless persons, maybe burning garbage, and it jumps into the dry vegetation around. We encourage persons to always maintain what we call a trace, an area where there's no fuel, such as dry material that can catch and spread into the forest or what we say grassland areas. Also, persons may be tempted to hunt during the dry season because the animals are more vulnerable and they may start fire to do this. And then in terms of mischief, persons light these fires or to just mischief in terms of seeing the bush burn, or they say they're clearing the land, but then there are consequences if this is done in a not too appropriate way, causing what I explained in terms of damage to the environment.
Outgoing Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.